QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for November 16, 2016. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland, and my audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. This month, we have for you, Learn to Use Your Repeater's Auto Patch. Notes from California Wildfire Responses, Lessons Learned. Skywarn Recognition Day Webinar. Popular TV show, Ham Radio Now, adds MCOM Extra. Profiles in Aries, meet Bob Turner, W6RHK, the ARRL Orange Section Emergency Coordinator. And Aries members become a PIO. Those are the headlines. Now the stories. Learn to use your repeater's auto patch. On Monday, May 23, 2016, Amador, California Amateur Radio Club President Paul Keaton, KI6LZC, was on deployment with the Red Cross in Calaveras County for the Butte Fire recovery when he came across a woman lying on the roadway. There was no cell signal there, so he used the auto patch available on the Amador repeater to call 911. This was an excellent example of auto patch use. Mr. Keaton would have had to drive to the nearest town to use a phone there. As he noted, auto patch is very handy up here in the mountains. The woman recovered. Radio amateurs in the United States enjoy a great privilege, the ability to interconnect their stations and repeaters with the public telephone system. The wisdom of the federal government in permitting and even defending this freedom has been demonstrated time and again. There is no way to calculate the value of the lives and property that have been saved by the intelligent use of phone patch and auto patch facilities in emergency situations. As with any privilege, this one can be abused, and the penalty for abuse could be the loss of the privilege for all amateurs. Study the ARRL Auto Patch Guidelines online at www.arrl.org/phone-patch-guidelines. That URL again is www.arrl.org/phone-patch-guidelines. Here are 10 steps to access your repeater's auto patch. Number 1, ensure that the repeater is not in use. If it is, but the reason for the auto patch is to report an emergency, transmit the word break to break into the QSO. An emergency involves the immediate safety of life or protection of property. 2. State that you're going to use the auto patch. An example is, this is K1FUG bringing up the auto patch. 3. Wait a few seconds for any other station to break in with a possible emergency. 4. Use your mic's DTMF or dual tone multi-frequency keypad to transmit the repeater's auto patch access code. 5. When you hear the dial tone, push the mic's push-to-talk button and key in the phone number of the party you are calling. 6. Take your finger off the push-to-talk button to receive, and you should hear the repeater controller confirm by voice that you are making an auto patch, followed by the called party's phone ringing. 7. When the called party answers, transmit and speak normally. Immediately tell the party that you're calling via an amateur radio and that they are on the air to head off any inappropriate statements. 8. Explain that the phone call is not duplex, that is, only one party can speak at a time. In the event the other party states inappropriate words or sentences, you can block the party's speech by simply keying your transmitter and then terminating the patch. 9. keep transmissions short and the complete call as brief as possible. And number 10, finish the call by saying goodbye and enter the appropriate termination code provided by your repeater club. The repeater controller will confirm auto-patch termination. It's common courtesy to then thank the repeater sponsor for the use of the auto-patch. Remember, when you use the auto-patch, everything you and the called party says is transmitted over the air for anybody with a scanner or live stream internet connection to hear. User discretion is advised. Also, the auto patch is for short communications, not lengthy breezy chats, 3 minutes maximum. Some controllers will remind you when you have 30 seconds left. The auto patch is usually restricted to local calls only. We'll pause now for a few seconds to allow repeaters time to identify. This is the ARRL, Aries Audio E-Letter, for November 16, 2016. Our next story is Notes from California Wildfire Responses, Lessons Learned. California, and the West in general, has suffered wildfires of epic proportions. Recently, a few Aries and other amateur responders wrote about their experiences and lessons learned. Lou Arbanas, NJ6H, the District EC for Monterey County, California, reported that this past summer's Chimney and Sobrains fires posed challenges for the amateur community. For many operators and CERT teams who had not drilled previously with Monterey County Aries prior to the fires, County Aries protocols and processes in the first weeks of the fires were confusing. The fires affected only sparsely populated areas, and existing normal communications infrastructure remained intact. Thus, significant Aries assistance was not indicated. Amateurs did not self-activate or self-deploy, which was a positive and critically important for any incident. But more training during controlled exercises and communications operations for public events is clearly indicated for the future. In Monterey County, its sheer size challenges the communications structure within the Aries organization. ECs were able to send text using short message service, or SMS, to each other where UHF-VHF links were not possible. In the first hours of the fires, ECs texted photos and messages to the EOC, which proved valuable. They acted as reporters from eyes on the ground. ECs maintained communication with their operational areas, or OAs, and provided their Aries volunteers with information as needed. Lessons learned. The use of the most efficient and effective mode or service of communications is always indicated, regardless of whether it is the amateur service or not. Other efficient systems can and should be employed whenever possible. For example, Web EOC was fully active and functioned well on keeping radio traffic down. As the hours turned into days, days to weeks, and weeks to months, Web EOC allowed operators to stay connected, contributing from their offices and homes without having to spend hours physically at the EOC. Liaison was quickly forged with San Luis Obispo County and Salinas Valley repeater owners in the first days of the Sobrains fire. Mutual aid arrangements were made with the Santa Clara OA through Brandon Bianchi, NI6C, Section Manager, and Section Emergency Coordinator Larry Carr, KE6AJG. Thus, Monterey County Aries was in an elevated state of readiness and prepared to function with support available. Butte Wildfire 2015. The Butte Fire raged southeast of Sacramento, California, in the Stanislaus National Forest region last year. Amador County Aries supported the Red Cross shelter with radio communications for 102 hours in September 2015. Daniel L. Edwards, KJ6WYW, the Amador County EC, reported that three operators deployed to the shelter on short notice and set up a station from a go box and a 2-meter band antenna. Shelter staffers provided chairs, a table, and extension cords for the operation. Ares Ops erected a pop-up tent over the table. A net was announced, and Ares members checked in. An NCS rotation and roster was announced, with shifts limited so that operators would not become fatigued. Each shift consisted of two operators, one manned net control, and the other provided liaison with the shelter personnel. Handy talkies were used for communication between these individuals. Operators also monitored a CAL FIRE channel. Ares set up a communications trailer with a third mobile unit and station and alternative power sources. Yolo County Ares volunteered support, as did Sacramento Ares, for well-received mutual aid. No official messages were sent or received, but Ares net operators did disseminate situation reports and observations on the location and movement of the fire, the closure of roads, and the areas being evacuated, which proved valuable to agencies struggling with coordination. With the Ares station's prominence in the shelter's parking lot, Ares operators found themselves becoming the first point of contact for evacuees coming to the shelter. To ensure that the repeater was kept clear for network traffic, it was announced each hour that the repeater was under net control for traffic limited to fire-related messages and reports. Cooperation of regular repeater users was outstanding. A positive outcome was that the repeater manager will program the repeater to include automated statements for use in future incidents. Los Angeles. ARRL Los Angeles, or LAX Section Manager Diana Feinberg, AI6DF, reported that Los Angeles County amateur radio operators were not activated during any large-scale fires or disasters to date in 2016. There was, however, a CERT-like amateur radio group in a mountain community that did an outstanding job of undertaking their own radio operations. These operations lasted 2 days during a 400-acre brush fire in June caused by a car accident. The disaster amateur radio group at a nearby sheriff's station also activated for about a day. Ares in Los Angeles County is largely committed to providing backup communication for hospitals during major disasters. Many LAX Ares members participate in the annual statewide healthcare exercise, testing hospital operations and communications in disaster situations. On the RACES front, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has a large group of disaster communications prepared amateur radio operators as sheriff's volunteers across 23 sheriff's stations. They have fully equipped amateur radio rooms, radios, and antennas on the sheriff's station's towers. 5 of these stations also have specialized volunteer mountain search and rescue teams to find lost or injured hikers and motorists. And amateur radio operators at those sheriff's stations have often been called up to provide auxiliary communication in backcountry areas. Additionally, almost half of the county's 88 incorporated cities, including the city of Los Angeles, have their own disaster amateur radio group. ARRL Southwestern Division Vice Director Marty Wohl, N6VI, also serves as training officer for the City of Los Angeles Auxiliary Communications Service, or ACS, radio organization. Volunteer radio groups were not activated for the 41,400-acre fire that raged in North Los Angeles County for over a week during July 22nd through July 31st of 2016. A stated reason for not using any volunteers then was safety concerns following shootings of police officers in Dallas, Texas, and elsewhere during the previous weeks. Additionally, there were no significant disruptions to normal communication systems. Unlike some other areas in the United States, All fire departments in Los Angeles County are completely staffed with 24/7 full-time professionals. Only two small communities rely on volunteer firefighters for fire suppression assistance while leaving paramedic services to full-time professionals. For the most part, the volunteer disaster amateur radio organizations in Los Angeles County train regularly, heavily focused on a major earthquake scenario. Thanks to Diana Feinberg, AI6DF, the Los Angeles section manager, for this fine report. It's time once again to pause for a few seconds to allow repeaters to identify. Keep listening. We'll be right back. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for November 16, 2016. And we'll continue now with Skywarn Recognition Day webinar. The 18th Skywarn Recognition Day, or SRD, will be held on December 3, 2016 from 0 hours UTC until 24 hours UTC. Skywarn Recognition Day was developed in 1999 by the National Weather Service, or NWS, and the American Radio Relay League. It celebrates the contributions that Skywarn volunteers make to the NWS mission, that is, the protection of life and property. Amateur radio operators comprise a large percentage of the Skywarn volunteers across the country. The amateur radio operators also provide vital communication between the NWS and emergency management if normal communications become inoperative. During the Skywarn special event, operators will visit NWS offices and contact other radio operators across the world. This year, in the week before SRD 2016, there will be a webinar that covers the basics of the event, how to participate, and a few changes that are in store for 2016. The webinar will be November 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As with all ARRL webinars, it will be recorded and posted to the ARRL YouTube channel afterward. Popular TV show Ham Radio Now adds MCOM Extra. The popular TV show Ham Radio Now is adding presentations on emergency and disaster response communications subjects. Ham Radio Now is an online television show, webcast, podcast, and a YouTube show for and about amateur radio. The host is Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, who is a radio amateur and broadcaster for 50 years. The show is recorded, not live, and there is no set schedule. Viewers can watch the show at any time on the episode pages of its website or on its YouTube channel. The format is primarily a talk show with a pair of hosts and a series of guests. The co-host is David Goldenberg, W0DHG, who is an emergency coordinator. Messrs. Goldenberg and Pierce have announced that they are planning to produce a show whenever an incident occurs that warrants discussion of lessons learned. Mr. Pierce said, "The goal is to provide an interesting, entertaining, and useful look at emergency and disaster response activity in the context of amateur radio. We do in-depth shows of usually an hour or more and can go way beyond a cursory summary of an event or drill." Spurring this new aspect of the show was Hurricane Matthew. Mr. Pierce told us, "We did an off-the-cuff show as Ham Radio Now, Episode 270, then a more formal show on Episode 274, featuring emergency coordinators from Florida and South Carolina in the storm's aftermath. There have been emergency disaster response-themed shows before, collected and published on an MCOM playlist on the YouTube channel." Thanks to Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, in Cary, North Carolina, for this information. Profiles in Aries. Meet Bob Turner, W6RHK, the ARRL Orange Section Emergency Coordinator. Bob Turner, W6RHK, is the Section Emergency Coordinator, or SEC, for the ARRL Orange Section. Mr. Turner first served as a local emergency coordinator, then as district emergency coordinator, overseeing activities in Riverside County. As a part-time faculty member at Moreno Valley College in the Public Safety Education and Training Department, he has taught courses in Introduction to Homeland Security. As one of the subject matter experts, Mr. Turner helped to write the curriculum for all six Homeland Security courses that Moreno Valley College offered. Mr. Turner earned a BS degree from Rochester Institute of Technology with a concentration in disaster and emergency management and technical communications. He is a certified emergency management specialist through the National Association of Safety Professionals and through the American Board for Certification in Homeland Security. Mr. Turner is a certified national threat analyst, a certified intelligence analyst, and holds a Level 4 certification in Homeland Security. He serves as a terrorism liaison officer for the Joint Regional Intelligence Center and is a member of the Los Angeles section of InfraGuard, which is a partnership with the public and private sectors and the FBI for critical infrastructure protection. With InfraGuard, he is involved in the Electromagnetic Pulse and Government Facilities Special Interest Groups. Mr. Turner is a member of the International Association of Emergency Managers, the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials, and the Southern California Earthquake Alliance. His regular job is as the Director of Risk Management for the Alvord Unified School District. Please let us know if your repeater is airing, or if you are listening on your smartphone, to the audio version of the ARRL e-letter by sending an email to kz3ab@arrl.net. Please include the day, time, location, repeater call sign, frequency, and any sponsoring club. That email address again is kz3ab@arrl.net. You may also find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching for ARRL. And thank you for your support. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for November 16, 2016. And we're going to pause again for a few seconds to allow repeaters to identify. Stand by. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Finally, we have Aries members become a PIO. Please consider assuming a dual role in emergency and disaster response theaters of operation. Become an ARRL Public Information Officer, or PIO, for your Aries group. It's a natural fit. ARRL Public Information Officers are appointed by their section manager and report to their ARRL Section Public Information Coordinator. One of the most important responsibilities of the PIO is to serve as a liaison between the media and the Aries emergency coordinators involved in an emergency and or disaster response, where amateur radio is playing an active, critical role. And that concludes the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for November 16, 2016. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You may also find us on facebook.com by searching for ARRL, or tweet us on your iPhone at @ARRL_ARES. If you have any questions about amateur radio in general or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Or you may give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5282. 1-800-332-8989. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2016, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening, and 73.